Hey, Reggie. A lot of the scouting reports on Joseph said things like how much he loves the game, how his passion for the game. How do you evaluate, or measure is not the right word, but how do you evaluate something like that in a player?
By watching the tape, you just see it. You can feel his passion. You can feel his intensity, the way he played. You can feel his toughness. He's a very aggressive mentality. He's versatile. I mean, he can play. He plays all over the field, and he'll run and hit anything that moves.
Reggie, when you got to the 14th pick, and you had Carl Joseph there, was he the best player available, or was it a situation where he was your guy all the way, and if he was there, you were taking him?
You know, picking 14, it's hard to decide who's going to be there. Let me tell you one thing. We love Carl Joseph from day one, so we was happy to get him when it came to 14.
Is he a guy who will definitely be a quarterback, or could you conceivably see him? He's got a pretty good reputation as a physical guy. Could he potentially be a safety?
Are you asking he could he be a cornerback?
Yeah.
No, he's a safety. Yeah, he's a safety. Okay.
Were there concerns about his knee at all? How did that check out, and the process of checking out the medical?
The medical is checking out fine. He's going to be ready to roll, and our doctors gave us a thumbs up.
Reggie, is he going to be available right away for the off-season program, or might that extend into the summer?
Available
in terms of Carl
meaning?
Being available to be on the field, like will his injury prevent him from being involved in the offseason program?
We'll let him come here and let the doctors determine how much and to what level, but he'll be here. And I don't know when they'll clear him, but the prognosis is good. He'll be ready to play this year.
Coach, Jack, when you see Carl Joseph, how do you see him fitting into the defense?
Well, he's a guy that is very versatile. I mean, you can play it at all the levels of your defense. He can come off the edge as a blitzer. He can play down in the box. He can play center field. He's a guy that, you know, does a great job taking angles, and he's a very effective and efficient hitter and tackler. Plays with great temperament, and we just think he's a really good football player, and he'll have an infectious kind of personality and demeanor about himself. Really excited to get our hands on him and looking forward to working with him.
Reggie, when the pick came up, did you think at all about, man, you know, maybe we can trade back and still get him, or was like, no, we have to take him now, make sure he's not off the board?
I mean, you know, anything would have if it would have came up, I would have entertained it. But I'm just happy we got him. You know, where I got him, it wouldn't have mattered. He was our 14th pick, and we're happy to get him.
Reggie, with the way the game's being officiated, and with changes to the rule book regarding safety, is a big hitter devalued at all compared to a few years ago?
Not devalued. You know, that offense still going to figure out where number so-and-so is. So from that standpoint, that's value to the defense. Now, the way the rules have changed, I don't think Carl will be different, would completely change his style because of the rules. But coach is going to coach him how to continue to take those angles, and we're going to do it right. You know, we're going to still be aggressive, tough, physical within the rules. Just the way it is.
Reggie, did you guys consider Miles Jack at 14, or is that a decision you made before the draft started?
I'm not going to get into guys who we considered. The one guy I know who we considered was Carl Joseph, and we got him.
I can tell you all about that one.
I'll try one more. As Tunzel was going down the board, were you guys scrambling at all? Because he's a guy I'm sure you thought would be gone long before you guys picked. Is that something you guys were trying to react to in the room?
You know what? We were scrambling to make sure we had the right phone number for Carl Joseph.
Jack, everywhere that you read, it talks about Carl Joseph being that kind of big hitter. Is that type of presence something you felt that this defense needed from its, you know, from its secondary to have that kind of intimidating presence back there?
Well, you know, we're looking to be really good on defense. We want to be a really good football team. Obviously, we've talked about secondary play and our desire to have it perform at a higher level. And I think the temperament that he brings and the intensity that he plays with, the instinctiveness that he has, those are things that we covet. So, it should be a real competitive group. We've added a couple guys in free agency, and now to be able to add a player like Carl, it's awesome for us, you know. And now we get to work. But, you know, in terms of, like, I wouldn't take anything away from, like, his ball hockey ability, you know, his ball skills. I mean, I think his instincts, his ability to read quarterbacks and catch balls, not just knock them down but catch them. I mean, he's a playmaker, you know, and he's a playmaker that takes good angles and also tackles and is known for his hitting. But he's more than just a hitter. I mean, I think he's a really good football player.
Did he come out here for a visit, or is it something you just did remote on a remote basis?
On a remote basis.
Reggie, the Raiders' search for a stadium obviously is making big news and taking a lot of time with some people in the organization. Was Mark Davis less involved at all with this draft because of other things going on? And were you and other scouts able to insulate yourselves from all that?
Yeah, to answer your question about the scouts concerning, we have one job to do, and that's to evaluate and communicate the players. As far as where we play and all of that, talk about that very little, you know. But as far as that's concerned, we just worried about what we can control. And as far as Mark Davis, Mark and I talk all the time, you know, and that hadn't changed from every year. And he's put a lot of time into the stadium stuff. Now, he's been a whole lot busier than from that standpoint. But as far as the football team, he continues the free agency and this draft. It's just like it has been for him.
Jack, after he got hurt, the West Virginia coaches just raved about this kid, saying that he was one of their favorite players that they had ever coached. Do those types of statements, does that sentiment resonate with you now that you'll be kind of taking over with him at the next level?
Yeah, that's part of the, the background that the scouts, you know, really dig for and bring back to us. And then obviously as coaches, when we get involved in the early spring and prepare for the draft leading up to the draft, when you have positive things like that, that just adds to the feeling that you have. You know, you go in, you look at the tape, there's good tape, and then you get feedback like that from the scouts and comments like that from coaches. That just bolsters your opinion.
Oh, well, this is for you both. Prior to the draft, you've been making some good offseason moves with adding players to the roster. How do you not let the move or the relocation affect this season?
Just stay the course of what we're doing. We can't control where we play. We know we're going to be here in Oakland this season. Whatever happens afterwards, that's the future. it's no time for that right now. You know, we're worried about, you know, this rookie camp and these OTAs and trying to put together the best team we can. If we start thinking about moving places, I mean, we're taking away from what we're here for, and that's to get this team together and win some ball games.
Yeah, I'm really good at having tunnel vision, so we're locked in on being the best we can be right now, right here, where we are. And we'll worry about things that are outside of our control. We'll let people that handle that, you know, deal with that, and we'll focus on the things that we're in control of. And so that's the effort that we bring every day. It's a special place, special people. We've got a good team that needs to work. And so right now we're just focused on the work.
Is there anything you can share just kind of about the conversation you had with Carl, kind of informing him of being selected and his response to that?
I can tell you this. He and his family are extremely excited just by the background noise. He went to spend time with his family, you know, and so he's in Haiti at this point. So we more than likely will not have him come in tomorrow, so you guys will not get a chance to see him on the stage, it doesn't seem like. So, but he's extremely excited, and he's happy to be a Raider.